This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody, it's Thursday, and that means Lee Elsie gets the first hour to sit in this big, giant, comfy, cozy chair, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. And if you want to try to squeeze a call in amongst all the things we have to do in the 60 minutes, I mean, 60 minutes, it goes by in a blink of an eye. Anyway, you can call 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. I don't know what it is today, but driving in here, I got like this burst of superpower energy, almost like Hulk Smash type of energy. Like, I don't know where it came from, but I'm sort of fired up. I have a great guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. I think you're going to enjoy this, because tonight is the Texas Showdown, ladies and gentlemen, at the OK Corral. 10 candidates, one winner. The Democrats choose their presidential runner. Very excited. Actually, I'm very excited about tonight because, the one person that I really wanted to have in the actual debate tonight isn't in it, and that's my little binky, I guess you want to call it, Tulsi Gabbard. I think she's fantastic and phenomenal. Not as a somebody that I would vote for, but I mean, of all the other ones, I mean, she's the only one that I would actually stomach for more than 5 minutes. But I want to get into that second. I do want to talk about that here in the opening break about, what to do, what to expect, what to see, what to look for tonight in the debate, and, who's where and who's standing higher than the others and who has a chance and who doesn't. But I want to start off because I didn't get a really, I didn't get a chance to talk to you about once a week. And yesterday was 9/11. And on my own personal show, I always do some special stuff with 9/11. I try to just remind all of the listeners out there how important it is not to forget that day. And again, I don't want to backtrack and spend too much time on it, but I did a special show, as I do every year, 9/11, a lot of audio from the day. I try to grab new stuff every year as best I can. And it just makes me go back and I think about that day. And what always happens to me is, as you're coming up to that day, I try to go look on different websites and find either different video clips or audio clips to play for listeners, and just to try to give a different angle or a different spin or a different take. And it's always so sombering when I go back and watch those videos and go back and listen to some of that stuff and see those people covered in dust, running for their lives, firefighters going into buildings while other folks are running out, people looking for loved ones, people that never came back. It's such a sad, just terrible story. And I did all this stuff, looking at all the stuff, and put together what I needed to put together, and did what I needed to do. And then I went home last night and sort of was flipping through the channels, and I stumbled upon something that I had never seen. Actually, two shows that I'd never seen about 9/11. And a couple of the networks, the cable networks were doing these things. One was the History Channel, which had a fascinating story about Air Force One and what Bush was going through on 9/11. If you've never seen that video, I've never seen it. And I've seen almost, I thought I saw it, like almost everything on 9/11. Because I literally was really right. I wasn't in the city on 9/11, but I was always in the city. at the beginning, you know, 2000, 2001, 1990, I was in the city all the time, like almost every other day. I was in the city. I was, you know, trying to bust, you know, build my chops and become an actor and do what I needed to do. And I may have even said this on Wayne's show before in the past. I used to run around the World Trade Center from my cousin's house 3 or 4 times a week. You know, leave my cousin's house and run around the Trade Center and run back to my cousin's house. It was like that whole loop was almost 3 miles, and that's what I would do a couple times a week. And it's just I was very familiar with all that whole scene. So it was really impactful and personal to me. But I saw this video on History Channel last night about Bush and how absolutely confused and what a boondoggle it was when they got Bush up in the air in Florida. He was reading to those kids in Florida. They got him in the air on Air Force One. And then, like, nobody knew what anybody else was doing. Like, no, there was no military escort. He was flying around. Air Force One was by itself. And they couldn't scramble any jets to guard him. And that plane for over an hour. If you haven't seen it, I can't do it justice by trying to explain it here in an 8-minute segment. But it's a must watch. So if you have the History Channel and you know type it in or go look for it, whatever, it is, you know, Air Force One, 9/11, and you won't be able to turn it off because it's fascinating. You see Karl Rove, and Bush is actually, you hear a lot of him because he's actually in, he's featured on it, and he talks about some of the stuff. It's really fascinating. And then, of course, I saw another video, which I'd never seen from start to finish, and I happened to stumble on that early last night, watched that whole one, then watched the whole one about the History Channel. But it was a French filmmaker who was visiting his brother, who was a firefighter, and they went off on a call, and he ended up being in the North Tower, and I guess the South Tower fell. The sound of that tower falling while those firefighters were running around, if you watch that video, you'll never be the same. So I just want to give a kudos out to all of the firefighters, the police officers, the military people. We just don't give them enough credit. And watching that video and sort of, you know, putting the two together and seeing what they have done for us and what they do for us every single day, it's really, really amazing. So kudos to everybody. And again, I'm glad that I'm sure most of the folks listening to Wayne's show and folks across the country on this great radio network are always looking back and paying tribute to 9/11 and all the victims that fell that day. All right, tonight, real quick, just switch gears. So tonight we've got the big, I guess, showdown in Texas. And as I'm looking at some of the numbers, the Democrat presidential nomination numbers, Joe Biden, the national numbers on Joe Biden on the Real Clear Politics website, which kind of cobbles together all of the polls, has Biden with about a 9.5-point lead on Bernie Sanders. And then right behind Bernie Sanders is Elizabeth Warren. So you've got Biden, who's still just remarkably way up here. You think about the month that Joe Biden has had with all the gaffes and all the screw-ups, the bleeding eye, everything going up to that. This guy is still 9 points ahead of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Now, that would say one of two things if you're looking from the outside and you don't really pay close attention to politics. One is, man, Biden's amazing. He's got this huge lead even after all of these issues. Or you're looking at all the other candidates, and there's really nothing there. There's no substance. Biden doesn't have any substance, but he's like that old piece of furniture in the room. You're comfortable sitting on it. It feels good on your tush. It feels good on your rear end, so you sit in it. And that's Joe Biden. He's a sofa that you want to sit in. The rest of them, they're uncomfortable. You know, they're like they're kind of like a showpiece, but they've got nothing to them. And I don't know how any one of these candidates is going to leapfrog over a Joe Biden unless there's a complete meltdown. Now, I'm not saying that there can't be a complete meltdown. In fact, I actually, if you made me bet on it today, I don't think Joe Biden will be the nominee. Looking at him in the last couple of months, I think he's taken the fast track really downhill. He doesn't look well. He looks sickly. And I hate to say this, and I hate to beat up on an older guy who's actually served the country as best he can, whether you agree with him or not. He's been in politics forever, and you know, a lot of us don't like that. A lot of us think that maybe term limits are the answer to folks like Biden. But he has done what he's needed to do within the rules, and you know, he's been the senator forever, vice president after that, and again. So he's running here, so he has, I guess you want to say, played within the rules. He has. He's the old Uncle Joe that everybody's looking to. But really, what, again, I could ask you, what has he accomplished? What is he bringing to the table? And that's why you've got a Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren who, again, 9 points behind, absolutely 100% they can make up that difference, but does anybody really want to run to vote for Bernie Sanders? Sure, he's got his core group, but you want to lock into an absolute 100% communist? Is that what you want to turn this country into? Okay, so you know, 20%, maybe 17% of the population out there of Democrats, not Democrats and Republicans, but 17% of the Democrats who might vote, we'll vote for Bernie Sanders. We like communism. Well, I mean, come on. He can't win a national election. You know, the more I look at it, the only one, there's really none. There's really, as I look at these, unless you just want to factor in that comfortable old shoe of Joe Biden, do you think Bernie Sanders can beat Donald Trump in a national election? Elizabeth Warren in a national election? Kamala Harris? Buttigieg? I mean, why is Beto O'Rourke even in this thing tonight? Every time he gets on television nowadays, he says something crazier than the day before. Now he wants to let everybody sort of live in the same neighborhood. Doesn't matter how much money you make. You got this giant house. Okay, right next to it, we'll put, you know, this low-income house. So everybody's property values go in the toilet. This guy's insane, by the way. And we're going to hear so much of this tonight. If you watch, you thought the other debates were crazy? Tonight's debates, they'll rock you, man. You're going to be like, what? What did he just say? Or what did she just say? Look for it tonight. Anyway, my name is Lee Elsie. I get the privilege of sitting in the big chair every Thursday night from 6 to 7, filling in Wayne Allen Root. This is the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
My doctor suggests if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, don't forget voice issues. I'm on the radio thousands of hours a year, radio and TV, and I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years and 4 months on the radio, not 1 minute, because my doctor suggests I suck in their silver lozenges. My doctor suggests alkaline-structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming a good bacteria. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when you use their products. My voice is now a workhorse. I never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to a hoarse voice. No colds in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Brain fog is gone. I go to bed late. Wake up early between 5 and 6 in the morning every morning. And the second I wake up, I don't have to, you know, kind of walk it off or work out it off or walk around for 3 hours or look at the internet. That's what I used to do. Now I'm sharp as a whip from the moment I wake up. And leaky gut, meaning fatigue and brain fog and colds and stomach upset, when you eat food, it's all gone because of the liquid that I drink twice a day, in the morning and at night, before I go to bed. And when I wake up, I drink their liquid silver, alkaline-structured silver. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling the following number and website, and you get 20% off. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allyn Root. Use my last name, R-O-O-T, and get 20% off your order. Call 866-660-9868. You want to be as sharp and high energy as Wayne Root. 866 866-960-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT.
Hey, we're back. It's Lee Elsie again, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio Network. And if you'd like to call in, we can try to squeeze in a call or two before we hit the bottom. I do have a guest coming up. I do think you're going to like this guy. You know, if you look at it, he actually worked with Ted Cruz. It's an interesting conversation, and we'll talk a little bit more about the debate coming up tonight. But I'm looking forward to that, and we'll do that in just a couple minutes as we'll talk to Mr. Johnson and talk about some things happening, or what we expect to happen, at least, for the debate tonight. A couple other things, and then I'll, you know, put the debate to bed, if you will. Biden, will he be fragile tonight? Will he stand strong tonight? My guess is he'll do his best to sort of put the chin up and be rock solid. It's a big night for him, I think. I think he's got to show that he hasn't let this fastball get away from him, and he's still got a little something there. They're going to talk a lot about shootings tonight, I think, you know, whether it's mass shootings, school shootings. I also think they're going to talk a whole bunch about immigration. And that is why I think most of the folks who are listening right now are going to be upset by the time it's all said and done, because their ideals and ideas about immigration, I think, are very warped. So we'll see what comes of all that. And tonight we'll see how long Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren can remain friends. Will they be friends the entire night? That is the $64,000 question, because up till right now they really kind of have been. And tonight, by the way, is the first time Biden and Warren share the stage together. So, again, if you're going to watch it, I think it starts at 8 o'clock. So I would listen to Wayne and then maybe, you know, have like a dual thing happening. But make sure you keep it on, Wayne, as the night goes on tonight. That's it. DVR the debate. That's the way to go. Absolutely, Chris. Well said. Brilliant. Brilliant, by the way. All right, a couple things real quick. So apparently this is completely off politics just for a minute or two. Well, I have a minute or two here. A mysterious object from the deep, deep, deep resources of space is fizzing towards the solar system, and scientists have no idea what it is. It's dubbed C2019Q4. The high-speed body appears to be on path originating from another star system that will see it fire past Mars in October. So apparently it's coming right at us, right? There's so many things out there. But again, there is an object, not necessarily heading straight for Earth, but it's heading straight for our solar system from another solar system. And I guess we have, was kind of tracking it and got a look at it, and we'll end up seeing how close it gets and where it goes and all that. But it's, I think it's kind of interesting that it's coming close. And here's another one real quick. And again, I know I'm all over the place, but bear with me. I only got an hour with you a week, so I'm trying to squeeze everything in here. Bees are dying under these 5G poles, and somebody just sent me an email about this, but I looked at this the other day, and this is actually very, very serious. Now, we all talk about bees, and we sort of want, if you're any kind of a nature fan, which I am, you're always trying to help the bees out, because lately they've been under attack. And without bees, you got a lot of no things happening, like no pollinization, a lot of things happen to die. But bees, I guess, under these 5G poles, they're not faring so well. They're dying. So what's the 5G poles going to do to us? I was having this conversation yesterday with an engineer, and he was shaking his head. He's not entirely sure 5G is the way to go, because we're completely going to be under this constant bombardment, right? 5G, I know we're all on 4G with the cell phones. 5G's coming. All right, we got to go. Listen, we'll come right back. Excellent interview coming up next. We'll talk more about tonight's debate. Stick around. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Intrigued by Paranormal Talk Radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
so many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is blasting Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler.
Chairman Nadler, if he was a chairman on our side of the aisle, the way he handles his committee, we would have removed him from that committee long ago.
The California Republican held his weekly news conference at a congressional Republican retreat in Baltimore. McCarthy explained why Republicans are meeting.
Be mapping out a fundamental agenda to show the American public a better path and a better way forward, that we could actually show the ability to continue to grow.
All crew members were sleeping when a deadly fire broke out on a diving boat off the California coast. That's according to a preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board. Investigators have previously said a night watchman was supposed to be awake. The NTSB says the surviving crew members did not report any mechanical or electrical issues before the fire started. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Of this segment of the show is Liberty HealthShare. There are no windows, no limit enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did, and I put my four kids on it. That's the ultimate testimonial, right? There's no better testimonial in the world. In the world, when you put your kids on it, right? My valuable, wonderful, priceless children are all on Liberty HealthShare. And I've saved $18,000 a year for 3 years. That's $54,000 over 3 years that I've been on it in premiums alone. And then when I got kidney stones, they took care of everything. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. The only hospital stay of my life, the only surgery of my life, Liberty HealthShare took care of me. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. Starts at $107 a month for a single. Wow. Starts at $449 a month for a family. Wow. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's not a testimonial. Man, if you're not calling right now, you're nuts. You must be a liberal. 855-58-LIBERTY. Just check it out. I didn't say to join, but if you're not thinking about checking it out, if you're not thinking of switching, man, you've got problems. You've got emotional problems. You're disconnected from reality. 855-585-4237, 855-58-LIBERTY, or lightyourliberty.com.
Very special guest joining me. I think this is the first time I've ever spoken with him, Jason Johnson, a Republican strategist and founder of J2 Strategies. Also worked a lot with Ted Cruz. How are you?
Doing well. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Listen, I appreciate it. I know you're busy going all over the place today, and I really appreciate you carving out 10 minutes to break down tonight's debate. I was just talking to somebody. The one person, the one face that I actually could stomach up on the stage tonight, they're not letting up there, which is Tulsi Gabbard. But other than that, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, she's the only one that I could take for 5 minutes. Tonight, how important is it for Joe Biden to not look like he needs to go to a home? Sorry to say it that way, but.
Well said. I mean, it's critical. It's critical. He has, you know, found a way to make it through, in some cases, stumble through the first couple of rounds, but. Like, this isn't political at this point. I mean, you know, you always have people who try to make things of gaps. I think we've come to a point in time where there really genuinely are sincere and serious questions about Joe Biden's ability not just to be the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States of America, but whether or not he has what it takes to make it through the primary and then the general election. And these debate performances, which is ironic, right, because it's one event condensed, in some senses very controlled, even though you have other candidates on the stage. That is the primary spot tonight with eyes on him, where people will be evaluating that. That's number one. And also number two, given that he has slipped a bit, right, not just with his comments, but the brain, if you will, but also in the polls.
Right.
Does he lurch further to the left? That's another thing that I would be looking for tonight.
And everybody has to be on the attack for him tonight, I would think.
I would think, though, you know, at the same time, I wouldn't be shocked if, for example, Warren does not go after him, right? I mean, what she's done to date has worked really well for her. And so I could see her perhaps not doing that, but no doubt. But, I mean, look, Beto O'Rourke will be flailing and flopping all over the stage. I mean, prepare yourself for Robert Francis Beto to hear something incredibly crazy. I mean, he's so desperate. And the same for Castro. I mean, those guys will attack anyone, say anything. I mean, they're looking for, you know, what we always refer to as quote unquote that moment.
Yeah.
Because they truly are on life support. And so I do believe you're right. Those lower bottom tier candidates for sure will be aiming at Biden. But heck, I think there'll be equal opportunity with their punchers. question.
It's actually amazing to me that Castro, O'Rourke, Yang are even in this debate because they have no traction whatsoever. Even Klobuchar can be putting that as well. They have nothing going.
Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. And look, if you look at the history of presidential primary polling, it's very clear. It's not that the front runner always or even usually ends up being the nominee. But if you're not in double digits at this point in the process, it's virtually impossible.
Right?
It's virtually impossible. And I believe one thing that has changed the game for primaries, like so many other things that he's changed, is Donald Trump. And let me tell you what I mean by that. Like, a lot of people think the most important thing in presidential campaigns is money. It's not. It's attention from the media. It's earned media.
Right.
There's no amount of money you can buy to compete with that. And I think one thing that has changed is, you know, with the incumbent president, no matter if it's Donald Trump, a Republican, or a Democrat, the reality is he dominates and drives the narrative so much that it's hard for some of these lesser-known candidates, even when they have that, quote, moment, to get enough oxygen and then sustained media coverage go forward to really rise in the polls. That's what it's taken in the past, and I think that he's really disrupted that model because, frankly, he dominates the press every day. That makes it even harder for those who aren't your candidates.
Is there any one of the 10 candidates on the stage tonight that you think can replicate that, let's say, stealing the spotlight by using the media? Like, Donald Trump's a master at that. We know that.
Sure.
I mean, nobody's better at stealing the spotlight, but, I mean, he got so much free publicity last year. It was billions of dollars worth of ad times. It's crazy. But, I mean, is any one of these people up on the stage tonight, do they have that in them to pull that kind of thing off?
No, I don't. I believe the answer is simple and no. And because you can't look at it in a vacuum, right? You have to look at it with the current president. And so if he weren't in the equation, sure, maybe two or three of them might be able to shift the narrative and then dominate it for a while within the primary and as such rise. But I really don't think that anyone on that stage has that ability when it's so impacted by Donald Trump.
Jason Johnson is with us this morning. Again, the founder, chief strategist, J2 Strategies. And you can go online, check that out for yourself. A lot of good stuff going on there. And, you know, how many Democrats deep down? Let's assume that Biden is, this is Biden. What you see is what you get. You don't really get much more deterioration, but this is it. He's going to slip. He's going to gaffe. Deep down, do you think the average everyday Democrat wants him to be the guy to go toe-to-toe? Or do you think secretly there's another candidate that people would rather have out there?
I think that they are very torn. And the drumbeat from day one, the media narrative has been that he's the best to beat Trump. And there's no doubt that's the thing they want more than anything, but they are torn. I think you dig down into the Democrat primary voter polling, and you see that the voters are out of line, or Biden is out of line with them on several issues, but also you see that they would much rather, which, by the way, as we know, this really lines up with the history of the Democratic Party and their presidential nominees. They tend to nominate people who are younger and, regardless of their policies and politics, project an image of being forward-looking, right? And so I don't think there's a lot of enthusiasm. I mean, frankly, Biden's wife's speech to Iowa caucus goers, she's a pretty smart, wise woman. She summed it up. You just may have to swallow hard. Now, that's where they are. And that is not an equation.
Right.
A winning equation to knock off an incumbent president in re-election.
The most popular Democrat in the country is probably Michelle Obama. And there have been...
Without question.
Yeah. And there have been rumblings that maybe on a white horse she comes running in or rolling in or riding in the 11th hour here to save the day. Is there any chance of that happening?
Have you seen any of the headlines on the amount of jack she and President Obama are pulling down? No way.
All right, so the pay cut would be too much, is what you're saying.
I think the pay cut would be a bit much, no doubt about it.
All right, so then I'll ask you, because I know you got to go, and I appreciate the time. I really do. It's really great talking to you. I hope we can do it again.
Absolutely.
As we sit here today waiting for the debate tonight, you know, fast forward, who's the most logical choice for the Democrats when it's all said and done?
I think the most logical choice really is Elizabeth Warren.
Okay.
you know, she, I'm not saying she'll win the primary.
Right.
She's got a tough row to hoe. I mean, I would still put my money on Biden today. But, like, she, in her heart, she's a socialist,
right?
But she's smart about the way she markets her brand of socialism. In fact, she says it's capitalism, right? And so, and there are lots of, there are lots of signs that she's reaching out to the establishment of the Democrat Party, talking to party insiders. So she really does have her finger on the pulse policy-wise, you know, the vision for where I think the majority of Democrats want to take their party. And, you know, so I think that makes the most sense.
Is there a long shot?
That, you know, it depends on how you define that. I would go back to what I said a moment ago. You know, barring something that none of us, neither of us can imagine.
Right.
If you're not in double digits, it's not happening. So, I mean, maybe, maybe. And so, long shot. Long shot, Harris.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Listen, is there a website you want folks to go to check out, see some stuff?
You bet. J2Strategies.com. J2Strategies.com. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for joining me here on Raw and Unfiltered. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lee Elsie. I fill in on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 for Wayne Allen Root. The show is Raw and Unfiltered. If you don't know by now, the phone number is very easy. 1-833-WAR-TALK. That's 1-833-WAR-TALK. And I have one more segment with you before I got to wrap it up and yield to the great, the magnificent, the fantastic Wayne Allen Root. Before we get to a break, real quick, National Medical Records Review, your personal second opinion. 1-800-254-8571. That's 1-800-254-8571. NationalMedicalReview.com. If you're drowning in medical information and you need a second opinion, and who hasn't been through this at one point or another in their life, something's happened, maybe it's very serious, and maybe you're facing something that you're not comfortable with where your doctor is pointing you. If you're facing a surgery, or if you're facing some regenerative types of medicine or chemo or something, whatever it is, let the folks over at National Medical Records Review help you out. 1-800-254-8571 or nationalmedicalreview.com. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Raw and Unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, it is Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. At least the first hour on Thursdays, Wayne comes in like a hurricane at the top of the hour, comes up fired up. I don't know if he's lifting weights or he's, you know, busy, busy doing extra Tai Bo, maybe yoga. I don't know what it is that he's doing for the first hour. But, again, I'm honored that he asked me to be the guy to fill in for him on Thursdays. It's actually a lot of fun and getting a chance to hang out with Chris here, the producer of the program, and all of you out there in Radio Land. I thank you all very, very much. So, I started to talk about this last week and didn't get a chance to finish. And Connecticut, where I live and where I do my own home radio show from, the death penalty's been sort of screwed up for decades, right? And in fact, a couple years ago, they repealed the whole thing, and now there's no death penalty. And I'm not going to go down that road because I want to talk to everybody here. But, you know, right now, it seems like across the country, and I may seem like an ogre and an evil beast when I talk like this, but I'm one of the people who actually believes that the death penalty is a deterrent. I know what the stats say. I just think that if you actually do what you say you're going to do, people will think twice about going into a liquor store with a gun and pulling the trigger on some helpless person behind the counter in the near the cash register. Because now there's really no more death row across a lot of the states in the country, no more dead man walking, no more eye for an eye. We live in this politically sophisticated, apologetic, polarized nanny state, right? Seemingly always more concerned with the criminals and not the victims. And that's what really bothers me the most. you know, liberals, they always trying to do good. They wanted to end capital punishment. You know, then the liberal lawyers arrive, claiming the liberal conditions again in these places across the country, in these prisons for these murderers. They're not, you know, they're not conducive enough. They don't have the, you know, the high flat screen, high def television. They don't have cable. They should have all of that. The bottom line is, when you're locked up in prison for killing somebody, you should stare at four blank walls a day, if you're lucky. If you're lucky. Now listen, I'm only talking about cases where you are 1,000% sure somebody did it, right? Got them on. You understand what I'm trying to say. If there's a question, I don't have an issue with life in prison. We do have enough people that get overturned due to DNA evidence. I understand that. But when you're talking about either these mass shooters or folks that we know who end up living afterwards, who or the folks that we know, they did these terrible things, I'm sorry, man. I'm a strong believer in the death penalty. And if you noticed that the folks that will be up on the stage tonight, they'll weep, they'll cry, they'll moan. If this actual subject actually comes up, they're all wither away. Yet the same people who will shrink when you're talking about this, same people who will cower when, you know, every life is precious no matter what, or it's more punishment to be in prison for 50 years than it is to be underground, which I disagree with, because somebody who's in prison at least gets a Christmas and gets to know who won the World Series and the Super Bowl. That dead person doesn't. So if you are a murderer, and we know you did it, you don't get a second chance. You don't get to go and continue to take a ride on this big blue marble. When you're, you know, you're to the point where you're taking somebody else's life, right? They don't get a Christmas. They don't get a birthday. They don't get any of that stuff. They don't get a chance to see a sunrise or a rainstorm or hold a puppy. I know I'm sounding sappy, but it's all true. So being locked up in a box is not extra cruel and unusual punishment, and it's not just punishment. It's just not fair because you should actually be underground, period. That's the way I see it, and I think people who are out there waving a gun around in a crime, I think they would feel the same way. I think they, even though maybe, you know, they're not smart enough sometimes, but I don't want somebody who's taken somebody else's life to breathe the same air I breathe. I'm sorry. They shouldn't get three square meals a day. We live in a violent world, right, where monsters roam free every single day. If you bring back and streamline capital punishment for capital crimes, move it through the process quickly. Don't stretch it out with appeal after appeal after appeal. If you have to set up a whole different capital punishment court. Serial killers, murderers, felons all fall into that category. And by the way, if you commit a crime, a violent crime, with when using a gun, there should be a minimum mandatory for you, 20 years. You want to stop violent crime? You can. You just got to hit it, and you got to meet it head on. That's the problem. We have legislators who, I mean, they treat this as if it's the criminals who are the actual victims. The criminals are not the victims. It's the people out there. It's you. You know, you're walking home with a bag of groceries. Some guy comes around and whacks you over the head and steals your wallet. That's violent crime. Someone puts a gun in your back and tells you to give them all your money. You know, that's a violent crime. So, anyway, I just wanted to throw that at you because last week we started to talk a little bit about capital punishment, and I didn't have time to get into it, even though, again, maybe I didn't have enough time to get into it today. But maybe we'll talk about it down the road. We'll take some phone calls. Listen, I got to go. Wayne Allen Root is next. You've all been waiting. He's here. And he'll do it for the next couple hours. So keep it right here. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. I'll catch you next week on Thursday. See you.
Complex. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Offer.